Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
You don't even like Star Wars.
No, but it's a good song. Hey, it's objectively a great soundtrack. That's an all-time music score or movie score.
There's not a person on this planet, if you play that song, doesn't know what movie it's from.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Could be a young kid.
I would never argue that Star Wars is like overrated. I'm not like one of those losers who thinks like, oh, I don't get it. I get it.
Kind of like all the Rockies.
No, the Rockies are the greatest, dude. That's the greatest movie franchise of all time, in my opinion. That's my favorite movie franchise. Why can't I have that opinion? Do you have a problem with what I like? Instead of little green men and furry little furries?
Okay. No, instead you got an actor who's trying to fight a guy who's 6'5", but he's only 5'8", and they make him look the same size.
Gotta have heart.
Are you like referring to him in Creed? Are you referring to him and Drago?
Drago.
I mean, he did look the same size. That was
Thunder Lips.
The whole point of him fighting Drago was that it was him fighting a mountain of a man.
Yeah, but then when you watch the movie, they almost look the same height.
I mean, I guess if you don't have eyes.
Dude, so much smaller than Drago.
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
But it doesn't look that way in the movie.
I don't know what movie you watched, dude. You might want to go back and watch Rocky IV.
Well, he does look smaller. He does look significantly smaller in this.
It's like the whole point of the plot is that he looks smaller.
Still can't trust you.
Just like it was in Creed 2 when they fought Drago's son.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's tiny, too.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, he's
tiny. How tall is he? I don't think he's that small.
I mean, he's a 180 tops.
Wow. You search Michael Jordan height, you'll be surprised what you see.
6 feet.
6'6". He played for the Bulls. No, Michael B. Jordan is, yes, like J. Fig just said, hello, Figgy.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
6 feet, huh?
Yeah, it's very misleading, but it says 6 feet.
I'm 6'2", then.
Wow.
How many, like, you've looked at Michael B. Jordan? You've looked at Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan, you've thought like, that guy's short?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in the original Creed, he wasn't a heavyweight. He was a light heavyweight.
Nah. 6 feet, though.
Then he moved up. Then he moved up to heavyweight.
And he didn't get bigger. He just got
he
more
did
muscular.
Get bigger. He did get more swole. That's okay. Mike Tyson won the heavyweight championship. He's not tall, and neither was Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, but Mike.
What? Neither was Andy Ruiz.
Tyson was 215, 220.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the more swole you get, the shorter you look. I don't know. My opinion. So that probably happened to Michael B. Jordan.
He got more swollen shrink?
I got an idea. How about you just enjoy the movie? Like, you're sitting here talking about little aliens. Yeah, I mean, like, Leroy's like, they're the same size. Ridiculous. Look at this, Leroy. Maybe not look at your phone and you look at the screen.
I see it.
Yeah, they're the same size.
That ref looks concerned.
I got to tell you. Can I just tell you? Neither one of them aged well.
Oh, really? He didn't age too bad.
I would say Drago looks old.
Yeah, I think he had a pretty serious battle with Gancer.
Who? Ralph Lundgren?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a pretty rough battle with cancer, I believe.
You know what I hated about Creed? Was it Creed 2 when he fought young Drago?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ooh. Is the mom.
Yep, she Come left on, him dude. for Putin.
Yep.
Well, you know, Drago doesn't look that bad in this picture here. As like an older gentleman.
Oh, the thing with Creed, Creed 2 tried to do too much. Like, that was the problem. They tried to do like three movies in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the issue with Creed 2. I still had the Goosies. Like, I still liked it, but they tried to do too much.
But here's the deal. You're not a good person to judge a Rocky movie.
I'm the best person to judge a Rocky movie.
Because you're going to say loved it no matter what.
I just told you. I just critiqued it. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Kinda.
I mean, you sit here, you love every superhero movie you see, except for Blue Beetle. Which
I didn't like Blue Beetle. I mean,
what's up with that?
Huh? What's up with that,
dude? I mean, Black Adam was a reach.
Oh, interesting.
At first, when it first came out, I wasn't a big fan of Ant-Man. But then I realized the importance of Ant-Man to the whole Marvel thing, and I had to go back and watch it.
Huh.
Prominent Quantum Realm.
Prominent Mexican character in Ant-Man. See why you didn't like that one, huh?
Ant-Man?
Mm-hmm. His best friend?
No, it was Black Adam was all... Where was that? And so was... Isn't Blue Beetle?
Yeah, but you also don't like that one. Real interesting.
Blue Beetle.
Real interesting, Leroy.
Wow, Smeathan. Leroy, you're 70. Stop watching kids' movies.
Headlines I haven't even seen these.
Headlines Can I be grandfathered in? Because basically it's a continuation of all the stuff that I grew up with.
Well, no.
Okay, yes.
No, I do think it's... I think you do need to throw in like a... You know, some historic snooze fest. Some documentaries in there or something like that.
Hold on. There is nobody who has exposed themselves to more different types of movies and shows than me during the pandemic.
Your excuses, I watched everything there was on TV because we couldn't do anything?
Yes.
But for decades you had the take, I won't watch anything without electricity.
And I was wrong.
Okay.
And guess what?
I do that very often.
And when you guys were talking about Game of Thrones, I refused to watch it. Then the pandemic hit. I said, you know what? Let me kick the tires on this thing. And I watched all of it in a week.
I just don't understand why your take, though, is Rocky's a bad movie because Rocky's really short.
No, like, I didn't say. That's
your take, though. It is your take. It is your
deception.
Hold on.
That seems
at no point in time did I say Rocky was bad.
You know, Yoda kicked everybody's ass, and he was a dwarf.
Very little.
And a lot of them. Huh?
Yoda kicked everybody's ass, and he was a dwarf.
He also had a lightsaber and could fly.
Yeah, that's my point. What's more ridiculous?
He was a Jedi.
Leroy's like, but when you lie about height,
you sound like, but he was a Jedi punting. Like, what kind of an argument is that? You sound like a child.
What kind of argument is Rocky fighting heavyweight?
Okay, but one of them is like, all right, a guy is a little bit shorter than the other guy out of his weight class. That's not necessarily realistic for professional sports. The other one goes pew 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 with lightsabers, and you're like, nope, I'm totally okay
but
with
it. I know that my Jedi movie isn't real.
Yeah. I mean, look, I would say we know that Rocky isn't either, but I mean, Philly, come on, you gave the guy a statue? Grow up.
I'm not saying all I said was, right? First of all, I'm going to tell you why I was turned off by the Rocky movies.
Intangibles one.
And Dave South said it best. Stallone beating Carl Weathers in a race is more unrealistic than Star Wars.
Okay, well, it's a couple things. One, he didn't beat him in the first fight. He lost. Okay.
No, in the race, when they were racing on the beach.
He was retired, Apollo Creed. He did it as motivation. Why are you guys like, you guys overthink this too much?
You know, Rocky's older than in real life.
How is that possible? You went to school with Carl Weathers.
Okay.
And Jennifer, I don't like your little underhanded chuckles.
Yes, Jennifer.
Oh, I didn't say anything, okay? Oh, no, I'm just the only one that laughed, okay? My microphone was just too loud.
Anyway, the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Alice. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Sergey Bobrovsky, this is from our boy Jameson Olive,
yeah,
on playing the Maple Leafs, quote, I feel excited playing against Toronto in Canada. It's probably one of the best atmospheres to play in. Capital of Oki. Mm. It's going to be a good challenge.
All right. All right. But look, he's focused.
On his long playoff hair, he says, quote, I do like it. My wife likes it too. Oh. Sexy Bob.
Ooh.
According to Jameson, Sergei Bobrovsky skated gracefully around the ice by himself this morning for about 45 minutes before he ever even touched a puck. Seth Jones said, quote, it's just Bob. You let him do his thing.
Just let Bob do his thing.
So he's out there skating like he's in Times Square. Everybody else practicing.
I think he's by himself. I don't think anybody's allowed to go on until he's done.
What? Oh, really?
I think they're just like, can we go on yet? Until he touches a puck.
Bob's using
now, the question, ice. Do they only have one rink? Or do they have...
No, there's multiple rinks there, but there's one main rink.
Yeah. The main rink is the one we saw where they were taking pictures.
Yeah, there's one main rink. There's multiple.
There's another one on the other side.
Rinks at the Iceplex.
Wow.
It wouldn't be Iceplex if they didn't have multiple rings, right?
Well, the old one, I think, had three rinks. Really? And they had minor league rink, pro link, and then the one behind the wall was the Panthers link.
Ooh.
But in training camp, they'll use all of them. Before the public has to get there, and of course, do open skate.
Ah.
Mucho gracias.
Love that guy. Jameson tweets out, Bob said days like today where he just does a long, slow skate is about giving both his body and mind a bit of maintenance. With no pucks on the ice, he gets to turn all his attention inward. Quote, this allows me to go deep inside my body and clean things up. This is the most interesting man in sports. I love
this. This guy is amazing.
Oh, God.
You know, he does everything that all these weirdos like Aaron Rodgers claim to do, but he does it in such a humbling, not weird way that I'm like, whatever you need, dude. Literally take whatever time you need, Bob. If Aaron Rodgers told me the same thing, I'd be like, what a jerk.
You know what is funny about all of this is that everybody has already chalked whatever they see to Bob being Bob. So there's nothing that's surprising. Oh, that's just Bob.
But what if you guys heard this report? Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, he's probably not going to play football this year, but Aaron Rodgers tells the entire team they cannot step on the field until he is done walking the entire length of the field and no footballs on the grass.
I don't know that
Aaron Rodgers to kick rocks.
Exactly.
I don't think he tells them. I just think it's understood.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. That's a respect.
Seth Jones has known him for a long time. Like, Seth Jones played with him in Columbus, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's like, even if they were like, Marshan's like, hey, let's go get some skate. He goes, mm-mm.
Bob's out there.
Stay there, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's an entire rink, guys. You don't think, mm-mm. Mom's out there.
Just let him do his thing. No, and like he's like, and then they're like, really? He goes, do you want to lose to Stoli the goalie? I should mention the Panthers have two Selke Trophy finalists.
Ooh.
Sam Reinhart and Alexander Barkov both are finalists for the award. First teammates to be finalists. And this is the forward who is the best defender in the league. That's what the Selke is. So they are going to they are the first teammates to be nominated together since 2007-2008, and of course Barkey has won the award before, so pretty cool.
He's so good. Everyone's getting focused at the right time.
Focused.
I just hate the... I thought that the Panthers basically needed to win this series quick so they could catch up to all these teams that had played 3 or 4 games before they completed 2. Mm-mm. And there's still an extensive wait. Have we got any word yet?
Nope. Panthers usually send an email when it's out. Like, they'll send an email blast to us. All right. No, I think it's time to change things up here on a Friday.
Ooh,
okay. We've already talked about the platypus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crazy animal.
But Frog Boy, he's had a tough week. Tough week for Frog Boy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let him loose here a little bit.
Ooh.
Game of his choice.
Oh!
Game of his choice coming on up.
Oh!
Frog Boy gets after it. That's next.
Ah!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm very mad at you.
Me, personally.
Whenever I'm out, you always play games that I would love to play. And I feel like you're holding out on me.
Okay.
I would like to play one of your classics if we could here on a loose Friday where there's not much happening. Can we have some fun, baby?
You know what? I think there's one specific one that I always leave you out of, but how could I do this without the animal expert himself? It's time to play Guess That Animal!
Wow!
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I haven't gotten one right.
Oh no, he
let
is
me not. Tell you something. If I was a basketball team, I'd be down 55.
Well, how do you play, Frog Boy?
Well, sir, I will. You know, we got all the bells and whistles for this one. Usually it's a week that you're off, so I kind of half-ass it, if I'm being honest. But, you know, we got all the bells and whistles today, so I will play a sound for you three. I will give you an option of three different choices that it could be, and I will ask you all to choose what you believe that animal is, and then we will tally up the points at the end to determine who the winner is.
I like it.
All right. Now, I've also added a few different things. Sometimes you're only choosing between animals, but one of the options that I give you could potentially be a person or a thing.
Oh. So
you'll find out more as we continue on, but let's get into animal number one. Ladies and gentlemen, take your best guesses. Here's animal number one. All right.
Wow.
Now, animal number one, is that? Is that a lion?
No.
Okay.
Is that an alligator?
Hmm?
Or is that a crocodile?
Oh, swerve.
I don't really like that because I can't tell the difference between two of those.
Or is it meat after Taco Bell?
Definitely you.
I knew that was Scooby anytime that JP puts on her mic. So do we, like, how does the animal game work? Do we all get a guess? Do we have to be unanimous?
I will start with you, Tobin, between an alligator, a lion, or a crocodile. What do you think that is?
That sounded pretty big, which makes me lean crocodile. I'm going to go crocodile over alligator. I feel like it's one of those. I don't think that's a lion. Too obvious.
Do crocodiles get bigger than alligators?
Mm. Saltwater crocs do.
Wow.
Leroy? Can I hear it again?
Yes.
I'm going alligator because it seems pretty hard to make.
Angry lady.
It's going to be. It seems pretty hard to make that noise with that little mouth.
Oh, okay. Little mouth on the crocodile.
The mouth's not going to look too little if it was right there with all those teeth.
Don't worry. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to worry about me. I ain't an intangible. I ain't going to be close to it.
Figgy doesn't
ain't
trust
gonna
the reptiles.
Sneak up on me.
Figure would rather
my head is
slide.
Always on the swivel in the wild.
What about on a golf course?
I'm head on the swivel.
That's true. They do invade golf courses.
JV?
And there's only alligators there. No crocodiles.
I don't think that's true. We got everything down here, dude.
There's no crocodiles on the golf course inland.
Can't trust them.
Hmm.
What about in Australia? Right there.
That was definitely some footage of you this morning.
That was post Taco Bell.
So, did J-Fig guess?
J-Fig, what is your guess?
No, that was not my guess. I know it's a gator. I just can't tell which one it is. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say alligator.
All right. It is. Let's determine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alligator.
I mean, is it safe to say bigger mouth, deeper voice?
Also, if you notice, the person who's handling this gator kind of tucks in his throat.
Can I see that again?
Tucks in his double chin there. You know, really nice of him. Really kind.
Hey,
did this man really just say bigger mouth, deeper voice?
Yeah, that's science.
I'm glad you didn't let that slide.
You're a special kind of idiot.
That's science, dude.
Clip that.
That was not necessary.
What's up? What's
number
next,
two,
frog boy?
I finally got one right,
yes.
And you called me an idiot.
That's Leroy and Figgy got the answer correct. Now let's go to animal two on Guess That Animal.
Guess That Animal.
All right. Do you think this next animal is a lion? Is it a crocodile? Or is it a deer?
Oh,
A what now? A lion?
A lion, a crocodile, or a deer?
Whoever it is having some blue chew.
Sounds like a real horny animal.
You know what?
There is water in the background, though, so this is confusing.
I'm going crocodile. Ooh,
crocodile on this one. Now, is the little mouth what gave it away, Leroy?
The little mouth.
Couldn't maintain a note. It has to, you know, chop it up into little pieces.
Just hornier than the alligator.
Is that a lion, crocodile, or a deer? Leroy selects crocodile. Figgy, what do you think that is?
Can I hear it again?
Yes.
Man, there's water in the background.
See, that's the thing. She investigates the background too. That's
I had to investigate the background.
What if what if a lion's just being horny by the water? You know, like he's taking his lioness somewhere romantic.
I guess we're even now.
I can totally see that.
Maybe it's just snoring.
So, Figgy, you say crocodile on this one?
I guess. I can get one wrong. It's fine.
All right, two crocodiles. Tobin, what do you got for this one? Is this a lion, a crocodile, or a deer?
When you say deer, could it be a reindeer?
It could be any kind of deer. Because there's going to be animals that's like, we don't know what the hell this is, but we just know that it's a certain kind of animal.
I didn't hear any of that when I was in Washington, so I'm not going to say deer.
I'm going to go with a deer. I think it's getting horny by the brook.
I think a deer is getting horny by the brook. All right, well, let's find out if that animal is indeed a deer or a crocodile. Let's check it out.
What? I'm
back. Right, a European fallow deer.
Wow.
Correct answer there for Tobin.
He about to throw up or something? Is it a mating call?
Calling the ladies.
Also, he looks like a moose.
Hey, he's like, come over here. Look what I got.
That's a European deer if I've ever seen one.
He's like, I'm all that.
Sounds like the Bucks at the end of game 5.
Also, that's super edited because right here you can see the mouth also.
What? That's why you think it's edited? The throat thing that's moving in the
he's
weird?
He's making a noise when his jugular moves.
No, look. It looks like a mouth. Oh, wait. Just kidding. I see it. Wait, no. But there you see. It looks like... Whatever.
That's his dear Adam's apple.
Hey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jennifer.
What?
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
I'm getting got?
Welcome to Special Kind of Idiots Anonymous.
Nope. Don't call me an idiot.
That's it.
I call myself an idiot.
All right. So we got a tie game right here. This one could be for all the marbles.
This one's for the marbles. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Animal number 3 we have is this a seal, a tortoise, or a penguin?
A seal, a tortoise, or a penguin?
Tortoise or a penguin?
Seal, tortoise. I'm going to go penguin.
Penguin. All right, Leroy fires out the
all
game.
All of them,
penguin.
Actually.
Tobin, is this a seal, a tortoise, or a penguin?
I leaned where Leroy was going, too. I was going to say penguin. The only thing is, do the same rules apply? Could it be any kind of seal?
Yeah, any kind of seal, any kind of animal.
Some part of me wants to go elephant seal.
That's good. Yes. See, that's a vast seal. That's a vast
seal. Have a
he does. I'm gonna go seal just because I don't want to have the same answers, Leroy. We got to pick a winner for the game, so right. I will go in that direction.
Seal. All right. Well, looks like J-Fig stuck with a tortoise unless she wants to.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yes, you can. May I also remind you?
Sounds like a penguin, but
yeah.
turtles sound a little bit like that.
Don't
when
they grunt
they are...
I was going to say, that, remember, these animals can be very horny. So
they, yeah, they could but be horny. I've heard.
I've seen turtles.
I've oh. heard a horny
I've seen
turtle.
Turtles. They didn't sound like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is a tortoise. This is a tortoise, not a turtle.
You know what? For the sake of being mature, I will stay with the one that no one has chosen.
All right. All right. For all the marbles to determine who is the winner of Guess That Animal, whether or not this animal is a seal, a tortoise, or a penguin. Let's hear it one more time. And the correct answer is a king penguin. Ow. Leroy.
My first victory.
I love gave you that game. One because, you know, I used to always
you love
them.
You true. Me and Jay Fig went like, we got like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And I got zero right.
That's incredible. We got to take a break. Mixed bag coming up next. Tobin.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's a Friday. I want to let you guys know that we got Whiskey Stars and Cigars coming at you 1 week from today at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. You guys can talk sports unfiltered. Not that you're going to say mean stuff. I mean, don't say mean stuff to me unfiltered. Like, I mean, that I'm going to filter. You can get the hell out of my face with that. But, unless you're Schmeathen, you want somebody to go to hell in my face. That'd be acceptable.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to do that, come on out. Tabacon at Plantation Walk next Friday, May 9th. No registration is needed. Just stop on by. Nothing to sign up for. Just come on over, say hello. Get a cigar and a whiskey. That cigar brought to you by Drew Estate. And we'll have a great time, everybody. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 dealer of the year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online, edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend. And much like it comes to the mixed bag, you can't be young. You need to be ID'd if you want to come on in here. We got a bouncer. His name's Frog Boy. Not going to just let anybody in the mixed bag.
Yeah, no Knicks fans. Sorry, Vlad.
Exactly.
But other than that, I will say this mixed bag is about to be a smelly one.
What do we got here, Frog Boy, for Friday's mixed bag?
All right, you never know what you're going to find when you dive deep into the mixed bag. Now, we constantly have discussions about the horrible traffic or the horrible parking lot incidents that we constantly have to deal with on this show. And unfortunately, this woman experienced something very similar. The only problem is, which resulted in her arrest, this woman decided to handle her road rage incident by defecating on the vehicle.
Ooh.
This woman has since been arrested for pooping on a car hood during a road rage incident and has been arrested at her home. As you can see from this picture here, with the handcuffs on her wrist, and she is smiling away.
That is crazy. Why is she so happy?
She apparently says that the woman was following her, although she asked someone to, you know, whoever road rage with her, to not follow her. And long story short, after an exchange, she decided the best way to remove that person from the situation would be to take a dump on the hood of her car.
Good
That's
God.
Such a Marco scenario.
Right?
Also,
lady gets upset and decides, you know what? I'm tired of you following me. I'm going to poop on the hood of your car.
Road rage pooper.
Road rage pooper has been arrested.
Wow. I got to tell you.
She was probably holding it, trying to get home. Hey. And you, she was like, you know what? I'm going to do it right here.
It was probably a big horse one because she ain't petite.
She does.
And Lent is over.
Lent is over. He's free reigns. She doesn't seem to be very remorseful for her actions, though. Like I said, in that picture where she's getting arrested, she's smiling. And then if you catch her mugshot, you know, as far as mugshots go, not bad.
Man.
Savage.
That is a happy person.
Can I just say something?
It's indeed a happy person.
She's like,
if I get into an incident, somebody get on my car and poop on my hood, it's go time.
I wouldn't know what to do. Like I think I would just
I just rip their clothes off and leave them out there naked, pooping all.
I think I'm leaving their clothes alone. I already have to deal with my car. I think I'm going right to like an L car wash or a Soapy Shark. Yeah,
for sure.
Soapy Shark.
Like whatever they got. Yeah, those are the ones by my house. I'm like, I think I'm going. I think that's where I'm going, dude.
Like as mad as I've been at people. Right? And I've been known to get irritated by people who think they're privileged or think they can do whatever. I have been. I have never thought in an instance to drop my pants and poop on somebody's car. Because guess what? They win. Wow.
I'm watching right now.
This video?
Video? Can you send me the link?
Look, I spared the video audience.
No, you can't put it on our. Put it on the YouTube feed.
No. I just want to see.
I will send you the. Yeah, I'm watching a TikTok of it right now on TMZ.
Wait, so the car that she pooped on, it was a Tesla?
Looks like a Toyota, was it a Tesla? Right? No, it wasn't a Tesla. It looks like a Lincoln or something like that.
It's like a Hyundai.
Is that it on the front?
That is it on the front.
Oh, she had the bubble gut.
She sprayed it out like a skunk.
It exploded.
Maybe this is probably her explanation. She cut off somebody because she had to use the restroom. The person was upset. And she said, look, if you want to know why I was in such a rush, here you go. Just explaining the situation.
She's facing charges of indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, creating a hazardous or physically offensive condition, criminal mischief, property damage, harassment, and depositing waste on the highway.
Wait, so question.
This was the highway?
That's great. How did she damage the car? You can do a hose. You can wash it off with a hose. What's the damage?
She probably ruined the clear coat.
The damage is I don't know if I want my car anymore.
Yeah, that's the damage.
She ruined the clear coat.
That's toxic.
She has fully cooperated with police. She's been taken into custody. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is updated because she has turned herself in. Marco said she has a crazy ass mugshot just smiling.
Yes. That is,
but somebody did get it. Like, there's this person on the TikTok. Like, they got the video of her bending over and, you know, basically pulling a Miami Heat right on the hood. That's a game. She game four. She game four is right all over the hood.
I mean, that's
kind of plotted. Wait,
is this an incident that deserves 35 charges? Though, aren't we going to go overkill?
I think you need to hit her with as many charges as possible because something has to. One of those charges has to stick, much like she did on the hood of that car.
Oh no!
Yeah, but how much damage is done if you can just get a hose and wash it off?
Yeah,
but you can't wash off the trauma.
You can't drop your drawers in the middle of a road.
I get all that, but I'm talking about damage. What is the damage to the car? None.
I don't know if I want that car anymore.
It's not damage to the car. It's damage to the trauma.
Let me ask you something right now.
Leaked into her battery.
If Christina Del Marco walked to your stoop and laid a deuce. And all you got to do is like, I'm just going to hose it off, baby. It's good. Just like it was.
I'm going to put her face in it like a dog.
That's fine. But also, you're still going to have poop on your stoop.
And then I'm going to go get the hose and wash it off. But I'm not going to wash it off her face. And I'm going to tell her she can't use my hose.
Maybe that person.
Go home with poop face.
This is wild. You never know. Maybe it happened.
But if that happened to you.
Maybe it seeped through where her little windshield wiper thingy is.
No, it's in the front.
You didn't have a cap.
It's in the front.
And then maybe went.
It's in the front.
Whoop juice all over your windshield.
No, she got the grill.
She got the grill. It's right in
I
the
know.
Front.
I know, guys.
Gotta get in between
I
that.
I saw it.
Gotta use a toothbrush.
I mean,
you never know. So there is probably some splatter somehow ended up in there.
I think she dented the hood getting her big ass on it.
I don't know. She doesn't look as big in the video.
But people, listen.
She would have had to jump on the hood. It don't take much to dent a hood of a car.
I like this guy sneak attacking, by the way, the camera. Like, dude, I think you can film this video just fine. No one's gonna object. I think if anything, they're gonna want the proof.
Could you imagine me and Toes, we driving back from the airport, and then out of our peripherals we go, is that it dope?
Is she doing?
And you know it's disgusting, but you think you gotta look. Right?
Oh, I'd have to. I would be.
Hyundai Sonata ain't exactly a Rolls Royce.
Wow, this video is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is a deep.
Honestly, I think I would just start laughing.
Now, okay, you know, I'm sure she's has a happy relationship of some sort. But in the dating world, you know, obviously you look at another person's baggage and their past. So what have they been through? You know, usually baggage. It's like how many partners or whatever your past. If you saw this on someone's face, is this like you're off the list officially? Like
Jennifer,
she I'ma definitely send you something. Went to Taco Bell.
I'm gonna send you something, and this would explain why I do not ever. How do you guys feel about this? I'm sending it to you guys right now. J-Fig, you can.
Why me?
Well, what are you sending?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you.
I do give Schmeathen credit for this one. I just want each of you to know that you're spending your Friday afternoon watching a poop video. And it's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Listen, I watched an entire poop video on Monday. It lasted 48 minutes.
What do you want me to do with this, Leroy?
My wife sent me that. She says, what do you think?
Is that what you're going to have in your house?
No!
You should. It's cute. It's quality time.
Guys, are you gonna share with the class? What the hell's going on here?
No, put it up there.
Look at your.
It's a couple's toilet.
Do I really have to?
Oh, couple's toilet.
It's adorable. You guys should poop together.
I
been
think
together
you
a long
guys
time.
Should, and you can hold hands.
No, because here's the deal. I believe my wife is beautiful, right? And the only thing that can make her look a little less beautiful is stank.
Would you have her back if she pooped on a car in a road rage incident?
Yeah,
if I would came, laugh. Okay. I would laugh.
That's what I'm saying. I would laugh. Do I would when I press charges? I
I'm like so. Because you have to understand my wife. She is like not that person. So if it got to that point, I know it's not her fault.
But she's still the pooper though.
Jeffy, you're claiming if this happened to you, you would just laugh.
No way.
If my wife said,
what am I going to...
I got caught up in a situation.
What are you really going to gain from this besides a year membership at El Car Wash?
I love how you guys who are two of the most petty people I know are like, sitting here.
No, enough for me.
I'm not talking about me because I know what I would do. I'm saying you two, who are two of the most petty people I know, all right? You and Crops McGee over here, and you're claiming, just wash it off, baby. I'd laugh and have a good howl at it, and I move on with my day. Come on.
I'm going to call the coffee because someone pooped in my car?
Yes!
You're already mad at this person, remind you. Like, you're not just like, oh, random person came. This is a prank. You're mad at this person because they've cut you off for you. To the point where you're following them in traffic. And then,
let's say I'm on my way to work.
I would move my car first.
Someone cuts me off and poops on my hood. Mind you, imagine how much more later I would be if I'm waiting for a cop.
I
call you and I'm like, hey guys, someone pooped on my car. I'm waiting for the cops.
You guys are doing two things here.
Look at you don't casually throw something out there. You're like, you guys would not believe what happened to me. I was driving, some girl cut me off.
You would laugh at me and call cops.
And pooped on my car. That's not a story you tell casually.
Okay, but you guys are doing two things here that are misconstruing the story of what happened, okay? Okay. It's not like she took out the newspaper and took a casual log on the thing. She bent over like a skunk and blasted that puppy. You wouldn't know what was going on in that situation.
You know what? I'd rather have that than someone doing something much worse that's against
What's much worse?
J-Fig, this is the most ridiculous take of all time.
I can be scarred a little bit because I saw someone bent over.
I'm going to tell you right now, A log is easier to clean off.
Take a break.
You should send a picture and go, hey guys, I just met third quarter.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.